When I was six, I ran over a frog on my bicycle. I looked back at him in shock, but he wasn't squashed. He was staring at me in that, you know, unblinking way that frogs have of staring. Needless to say, he is long gone now, of course, but not for me. And the thing that sticks in my mind is the image of the tread of my tire running up the wet green skin of his back. I'd heard about frogs that could be turned into princes or princesses, but this was a real live frog, the first real one I'd ever seen, and there it was, I had run over it. You could look at life as a catalogue of damages like that. We leave our mark everywhere we go in the world, yet it's the furthest thing from our mind. Why should I remember this incident with the frog? Why should it have made such an impression on me? How he survived the impression I made on him, I don't know. What about the impressions we leave on those around us? Impressions that we don't know about, that we will never know. Our appearances in various photograph albums, the forgotten encounters, the people you have forgotten, but who may not have forgotten you, for whatever reason. Maybe just because you reminded them of someone. Or there was some offence caused, or some idea they formed of you at the time. Who's your man? Who does he think he is? Let's not rule out dash cam footage and CCTV. More and more multiplying shots of you out there. Your grainy image showing the bald spot you like to conceal. There are momentary impressions that come back to us repeatedly, and it makes them all the more interesting. Why does that unblinking frog come back to me?